It was incredibly corny.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Frankly, I'm tired. I'm tired.
Too tired to wear a nice pair of panties?
What's wrong with my panties?
They're huge. You know, the biggest thing on a pair of panties should be the tag. That's all I want to see. Tag an ass. Tag an ass.
You see? This is what I'm talking about. You see how insensitive he is?
You know, Brenda, maybe I'd be more sensitive if you'd have sex with me. It seems like the only time she wants to have sex with me is to make a baby.
The only time you want to make a baby with me is to have sex.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's because I'm tired.
Now we're making progress.
The Don and Mike Show. Hanging
out. I like being married, huh?
Chicken again? We have chicken every day. I'm tired of chicken.
I thought you liked chicken.
I like it, but I don't like it every day. I mean, I feel like I got feathers coming out of my...
All right, this isn't about chicken, because I know you like chicken.
No. You know what? You know what this is about? This is about all the other animals out there that are dying to be eaten that we don't eat. Have you ever heard of lamb chop? Have you ever heard of pork chop? Get a taco!
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
All right, well, here we are. Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
We're going to do this thing now, the big lie, the Valentine's Day big lie. And this is just for women. Kind of a turnaround. Normally we play the games with the guys. We'll ask ladies to call now with lies they've told their husbands, their boyfriends, involving Valentine's Day.
Right. Lovely Valentine's Day lies.
And then everybody gets to go to the vagina monologues.
And see the special play within a play known as C-Word.
C-Word. Squaw. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi. Oh, hey, Robbie.
Yeah. Music, please, maestro.
Yes. We need the music for the show, the big show.
That special thing that I like so bad there. You like, we all like so bad.
That thing you do.
Hi there.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, our phone number, 877-365-3636. Joe says, I guess we've not, have we not done this with the ladies for a while? That
we haven't done it specifically with ladies for a very long time. It's usually for everybody.
Quite a few women were put off by the fact that they would have to call their husbands to tell them what it is that they're lying about.
Well, let me be the first one to tell the ladies, this will be cute.
They'll that's, like it when they hear the music.
It'll be cute.
Yeah, there you go. So, hi, what was your name again, please?
Carrie.
Carrie. Oh, hey, just like Rob's Carrie.
Is this Rob's Carrie?
No.
I love you. Good. I love you booing your wife. Carrie, you married a boyfriend, husband? What's the deal? Married. How long?
Almost 5 years.
And what's your hubby's name, Carrie?
Chris.
And you have a big lie, Valentine's Day-related lie that you haven't shared with Chris?
Yes.
What is it, honey?
I knew that he was going to propose to me on Valentine's Day, but he told me that he got me some little robe, and I convinced him to give me that I really, really wanted this robe in early so that he'd propose to me before Valentine's Day because I wanted my ring. Huh?
So how did you know that he was going to propose to you?
I don't know. I just did.
Well, it's not a lie, darling. Isn't it like your Cinderella dream come true?
Yeah, it really would be something you did.
You know, yeah,
for example, he proposed to you and you gave him, herpes the same night.
What have you lied to him about?
You know you've lied to him about something.
No, I don't. I try not to lie to my husband.
Okay. Well, you're lying to us because she knew she was going to get proposed to, but she wouldn't fess up.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Try again.
Hello. Don and Mike. Oh, wow, that's loud. Hello.
There you go.
Turn your radio down, please. Hello.
That's funny. That's so funny.
What's a guy calling?
Well, hey, we're waiting for women to call during this feature.
What's a guy calling?
I know. I was just checking to make sure my phone worked.
Well, why didn't you check it by calling like the weather or something?
No, because it wasn't working for you guys.
Oh, F you. Call Topper Show.
Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, it's getting crazy around here now. I know. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I called in before to play the game.
Yes, could you turn your radio down a little bit, please?
Please?
Sure.
Thank you.
This may be one of the confused women that Joe was speaking to before. Let's see if we can help her through this.
Okay.
What's your name? Any idea?
My name's Melanie.
Melanie.
Hello.
Hi, Melanie. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Rockville, but I'm living in California right now.
That's okay, Melanie. Do you have a boyfriend, a fiance, a husband?
I have a boyfriend. Oh.
And I bet there's some lie you told him involving Valentine's Day.
What's his name, Melanie?
embarrassed.
What's his name?
His name is John.
John.
I think he misremembers.
You want to share the lie with us that you told John?
What is it you told Johnny?
Last Valentine's Day, I told him that I couldn't come home to see him because I was going to study for a final, but I actually had dropped out and started doing a little side work, stripping for to make money and pay for my school. So,
so you were stripping to make money, and you told him that you didn't tell him that.
Yeah, right.
Are you still hooking?
No, I'm not. No, it was just a one-time thing. Uh-huh.
What was the name of the club that you stripped at?
It was called Dockside Dolls.
Dockside Dolls. Where is that at, sweetheart? What
it's
town?
In North Carolina.
Dockside Dolls.
And when you got up there, did you get all nude?
I kept on, my panties.
Oh, but
yeah.
So you let your boobs go?
Yeah.
Did you have to wear pasties?
No.
Did you make a lot of money?
I made a good amount. Yeah, I made a lot of money.
So what was the total time that you worked as a stripper? What was the total time commitment? Was it months?
It was about a month and a half.
I thought you just said you only did it once.
For 6 months.
What's that?
Only once for 6 months. Do you ever give lap dances?
Yes, I did.
Was that?
You got to tell him that because he doesn't know that, does he?
No.
Was that your biggest money when you would do the lap dances?
Yeah, it was. Sure.
How much would you charge for a handy? That's a valid question. Please answer.
There were no handies given.
And John has no idea that you've worked as a stripper. Did you have a stripper name?
No, I didn't. It was just my name.
Just your name. But you did jump around on guys when they were sitting at the booth, right?
Yes.
Did you have a VIP room at Dockside Dolls?
No. There was a, I don't know if you would call it VIP. It was more like a closet with a curtain.
Oh, right.
Works for me.
Buzz. It works for Buzz.
How much was it for oral? I mean, not with you, but with one of the other girls that only did it like less than like a year, but more than 6 months.
No, there's no oral unless I was just talking.
And what was the type of clientele? Did you get, was it working working class guys? Was it white collar guys?
No, they were like white trash truckers.
White trash truckers.
Did you ever let anyone nurse?
Did I ever let anyone what?
Nurse.
You know.
No. No nursing. I was lactating.
or pretend to.
How many many bouncers did they have?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Can I ask one more question, Don?
I gotta believe it. Will someone find out this is a real place? Sure, Mike.
Melanie?
Yes.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, yeah, good one.
People tell me I look like that girl from Josie and the Pussycats and that other one, the other girl from She's All That.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Hold on.
I don't
know what their names are. We got to get some information from you. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Like, we need phone numbers and stuff. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this girl on the line is lying. Finals are not in the month of February.
Well, they...
It depends what school. It depends.
Yeah, they can be.
Yeah, they sure as hell can be. Trust me, I have a fifth-year college senior.
Well, also, it doesn't matter. If she was lying, then it didn't matter.
And there are circumstances. I mean, please, I don't want this to be another corrector situation.
Right. Well, and also, my crap detector is not going off on this woman. And even if it was, it's being short-circuited by her overall sexiness.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, with her kind of laugh where she goes, you say handy, and she goes,
And I think the guy's got to know that, you know, there was definitely dry humping involved at the very least, right? If you're giving a lap dance, you're topless and you're...
What is a lap dance but that? I mean, that is what a lap dance is.
You're rubbing around on his special place.
Right.
Good confession.
Joe, we got a phone number. We can go with her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Hey, Melanie. What city is Dockside Dolls in?
You're listening to the inner workings of the show.
Joe's doing a little sleuthing right here. You're hearing
Joe.
Do just a little bit of sleuthing.
That's all right.
Ask her if it could be in Wilmington.
Well, she doesn't know where the joint is, the town the joint's in. I'm getting suspicious.
his helper Rob with him.
No, I'm gonna.
Right, but while they're doing that, let's see what else is going on. Hello, hey. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell him Doc Side Valve is a real place.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Bye.
No more guys, though. Yeah, guys, stop beating me up all out of our phone lines, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Joe.
No.
No, it's Don and Mike.
No, you're getting in the way. We're still trying to play the game.
I know you want to help, but please don't.
It's a guy that's in the parking lot of Dockside Dolls. What a great name for a joint, though.
It is.
Hello?
It's a shame that it's all kind of rednecky.
You know? Ask about
Except
our
the rednecky places can be the best.
Well, like Danny's.
Danny's.
In Memphis.
Danny's was here. Wasn't that heinous? Wasn't that the most heinous place we've ever been in?
We've been in worse.
I thought the place in Tulsa wasn't worse. I thought the place in Tulsa was... That was amateur night. Remember that?
The place in Tulsa was maybe the best strip club we've ever been
in. You remember
in.
The name of it? The Stable.
Good local talent.
Remember the dog? Remember the canine dog in the back, yes. In the back of the cop car?
Big German Shepherd.
Thought it was going to bat my head off.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I get a test for that last one, the Dockside Dog.
Oh, come on.
Bye.
We're trying to get women to call.
I just would like some women to call for the game besides the one woman here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I can vouch for that, Don.
Oh,
bye.
For God's sake.
Man. Hello, Don and Mike.
Our entire
show.
Listening audience has been in the front row of Dockside Dolls.
Hello.
I'm in the closet.
Don and Mike show.
I want to be president.
What the hell is that? Wow.
That was Hillary. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well.
Bye.
Here is special consultant Rob Spiewak.
I can vouch for Dockside Dolls.
You've been there, Rob?
It falls under the umbrella known as the Gold Clubs, and they all seem to be in the North Carolina area.
Hey, Gold Club. We had a good time at the Gold Club in Atlanta.
Yeah, and Minneapolis. Remember
I don't
Sinbad?
Think
it's... Oh, we saw Sinbad there, right?
I don't think it's the same Gold Clubs. But,
really?
But, yeah, there is a cluster.
Sure
is that
it
the
is.
Word I want?
Yes.
A cluster,
yes,
sure, like is. A group of restaurants.
They're owned by Jeff Gold.
The Gold Clubs. Welcome to the Gold Club.
He's got his gym.
That's right.
And he's got his strip club.
Well, the fact that she threw that name out, you know, pretty quickly, and she's now in California, that speaks to her credibility.
It checks out. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, have your mother play the show, that old hag.
Oh, we can knock it off. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, what's going on there? Yeah. Joe, you're killing us. Well...
If we can get the John guy on the line, I really like going with her. She's good.
Let's just see if we got anything else sticker.
All right.
If we just got a bunch of guys just wanting to dick around with us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, just guys wanting to dick around with us.
We got to stay with it. All right, come on.
Yes, hello, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. What can we do for you?
What's your name, sweetheart?
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to know the celebrity I look like.
Excuse me, what's your name, sweetheart?
Josephine.
Okay, Joe.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Josephine?
The fat guy from Lost.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I guess the secret sound?
No, come on.
Bye!
Just killing us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I can't quit, Don. I just can't quit you, man.
I know. Why is it I feel like Mike and I are... Jesus Christ today, and you people are out there selling nails.
You feel like you're carrying your own cross today?
Our cross.
Yeah.
It's a heavy cross. We're fat guys.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Of course, it's guys. Of course it's we ask guy. For women to call.
You know why? And where's the short circuit where we ask for women to call and you call in? Where
guys,
is it, sir?
These guys are all C blockers, and not Jane Fonda's C.
These
the
are the
guys
that really would have trouble. And you know what? These are the guys that are having trouble on Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah,
they're having trouble because they're alone on Valentine's Day.
What?
You see, that shut him right up.
Now he's quiet.
That shut him the hell up because it's true.
Hello.
See?
Then he
He ran away because he just got hit with the truth stick.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's Hello. Right. I hit him with the truth stick.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening? Welcome to the Sausage Festival.
Hey, man.
This segment is called, Do You Have a Penis?
Do I have a penis?
Yeah, do you?
I guarantee it.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be calling now.
Yeah, because this is just for, you know, our monologues today. Our vagina monologues.
See, we ask for women to call you.
What can we do for you, my friend, who, if you were a piece of cutlery, would be a very dull butter knife? What can I do for you?
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Mr. DeMoss. What can we do for you?
I don't know. I'm just feeling bad, man. I lost my job today.
Well, that is too,
if
that
you
is,
had any suggestions.
That is too bad, but I'm sure that there is a ditch digger out there who's going to be happy because there's a position open for him today, Danny.
Oh. Aren't you giving him a little too much credit? There's a guy that holds up the stop and go sign in construction sites while he's smoking a cigarette.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, with his walkie-talkie.
That he doesn't know how to use.
Wait till the Volkswagen goes through, then turn it the other way.
I said go, Ernest.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't look, Ethel.
Hey.
Hello?
Yes, I wanted to say it was easy.
What was easy? Getting through?
Yeah, the Nutrisystem. I was stupid. I forget. Mom lives in Horse Street.
What?
I know.
Bye! I don't even know what that was. Why do you like to torture us so much, everybody?
They
think
do.
We are, you think we are John McCain?
You know,
like, we're the John McCain, and you guys are the gooks.
You know, whenever we,
God.
Whenever we start talking about waterboarding, we get waterboarded.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Every
one of these calls is a big bamboo shoot going up our fingernails. Hey, you know what? We got the stripper. We'll go with her.
That's right.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Tugboat.
Tugboat?
Oh, come on, please. Fellas, you're stopping women from calling. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Oh.
I hope you're enjoying yourselves. I really do. Thank God for lovely Melanie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We're trying to find her boyfriend now, but unfortunately, he's on the missing persons list.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I am car 100.
Now, that's what the last guy said.
You can't even be original with that thought.
Well, there's the way.
What?
He's done.
They're so quick to hang up because, really, they're afeared.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are you sure you want to leave June 1st?
Yes.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that just slipped out.
That question was...
Sorry about that. What happened there? Yeah, who am I talking to, honey? Wow.
You got to have the big ball. Okay, when we come back, we'll find out if there are any women at all that can get through this incredible just wall of sausages.
And so far we have Carrie, who was lying about her ring. We have Melanie, who was the stripper at Dockside Doll. And we had Josephine, who had a penis. Those are our three so far, Don.
We like the stripper. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Lovely Melanie.
We'll call her husband unless something thicker comes in.
It's her boyfriend, not her husband.
Okay.
Sorry
now,
to correct.
That's okay. That's okay, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.